never seen any bunch of beans. I put a many a bean pole out for those little holes. What is a, I don't know what you call it, a vegetable or what, but something that people throw at a wedding a lot.
In a vegetable line?
Well, I don't know what it's, I don't think it's a vegetable, grain, really. White grain that you make a pudding out of it or people throw it at a wedding.
Rice.
Okay. You ever hear any terms for homemade whiskey or cheap whiskey or anything like that?
No, that's out of my line of business.
It's out of mine too, I believe.
I don't.
What about molasses? What's molasses made from?
From cane. You raise cane, you know, sugar cane, sorghum, something like that. You make it and you grind it up and run it through something.
Yeah. They used to have a thing that a mule or a horse, the ones we used to have, ground it up that way.
That's what my father used to do, ground it up. Yeah.
If something is not artificial, then you say it's what? You might say, this is not artificial leather, this is... Do you ever hear anybody say genuine or genuine molasses or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What about if something is so loose, it's so what? Would you say in what?
So loose.
You know, if you don't buy rice or sugar or something in a sack, then you might buy it, it could be sold in what?
A bag. You know, let's put it in a bag.
Okay. Did you ever make any jelly out of fruits or anything? What kind of jelly can you make?
Well, like plum jelly. You know.
I forgot about plum jelly. We used to have a plum tree out in our yard. What about stuff that you shake on your food to make it seasoned?
Well, you put pepper, salt, if it's tough, you can put some tenderizer on it to make it tender.
Say, this is one of your children across the street here in this house. Mr. Snodgrass?
What?
Is this one of your children that lives across the road here?
Yeah, he lives back there.
Oh, he lives in the trailer.
Yes, right.
Is he going to move in up here?
Now, that's my son hall, that is.
That's a building.
Oh,
that's a Mason hall.
Oh, I thought that was a big house.
No, that's a Mason.
Well, that sure is a nice old building.
Yeah, that's a Mason.
They got their work cut out for them up there, but it's a pretty day for it, I guess.
Yes.
What about the inside of a chair, Mr. Snodgrass? What do you call that?
Inside of a chair.
The inside, the hard part that you have to spit out when you eat it.
Cherry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he said cherry. Cherry seed, I guess. Cherry seed.
What about a peach? The inside of a peach, would that?
Well, that would be a cone, peach cone. I'd call it a cone.
What about the
butternut? There's the two kinds of peaches. One of them, the kernel is easy to get out, and the other one is hard to get out. Which, what do you call
plum
it?
Plum stone and clear stone.
Clear stone's the one that's easy.
It's out easy.
Uh-huh. What about the part of the center part of an apple that you don't eat? That's the what?
Core.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever make any dried apples?
What is it?
No, I did this. I've eaten them, but I don't know how you make them. I think they just cut them up and dry them somewhere. I don't think people in this part of the country eat them much around here. What about some other names for peanuts? What do people call peanuts other than peanuts?
I've heard them.